Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Yeah, Friday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. for the last drive of the week. Oh, can't you do more? No, of course, it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And we begin with build-up to tonight's live and exclusive TalkSport commentary of the FA Cup fourth round clash between Premier League tabletoppers Arsenal and the team that will finish above them because Arsenal bottle it, Man City. Now, the Citizens boss, no one really calls him that, Pep Guardiola, no one really knows, has spoken to the media. He said that everyone at the club knew just how good a manager Mikel Arteta could become and praised the Gunners for sticking with him during some tough times. Yeah, he must be over the moon he's doing so well.
I had the feeling, I said many times, we knew it, that when he was here, and I think it's the biggest compliment for Arsenal as well. So for the hierarchy, for the sport director, for the club, for the back in the bad moments, trust him, keep him, and rely on him. And all the decisions I made that was internally, I guess, was not easy because important figures were dropped. And to do this, had to be the people above to you to support him, support you. And that's happened. And that's why, at the end, you need time, you need investment, because they did it a lot. And the capacity of the results are there. So, and it's a challenge for us, challenge them. Mikel want to leave, when I want to say, put a chain here. No, you don't leave. And so Mikel is leaving. I'm so happy for him because I have him massively respect. I'm sorry, but I'm a completely different person than many other clubs. So I don't want people, so friends of mine or people there, they have a dreams to achieve or they want to do it there. Who I am to avoid them? Who I am? I'm not. Because after, this guy cannot behave the best of he can. As simple as that.
On now to the man of the moment. Oh, this is going to be embarrassing, all about me. Oh, Marcus Rashford, of course, yeah. Who scored a whopping 10 goals in 10 games. Now, we'll hear from the former treble winner in Dwight York in a sec, but first is Mickey Gray, claiming the Rash is one of the hottest properties in European football right now. Reminds me of the time I had a rat. Huh? Oh, not the Rash story now, okay.
And it's 10 out of 10 for Marcus Rashford now. 10 goals in 10 games.
The thing about Marcus is he's got no distractions away from football right now. Yeah. He's basically enjoying his football. I think over the last couple of seasons, he certainly had his problems. That was there for everybody to see. And I don't think it would have surprised anybody, actually, if he walked away from Manchester United, because it looked as if they were going in a different direction. But at the moment, he's one of the hottest properties in European football. I mean, He's such a threat. I mean, you would hate to play against him if you're a fullback or a centre-half. He can play in either of those positions in the forward three. And he's enjoying himself. You can see that. His body language is better. Obviously, it helps when your teammates are obviously improving as well.
Here is Rashford running through the defence, moving past Worrell, into the near post. Oh, he's slalomed by them all and slammed it in past Hennessy.
Is it a surprise maybe to others? Because I've been on your programme and I'm sure if you look back at my interviews with this guy, this is one person I backed on my observation time when I had the opportunity to go and spend some time in the back room there and seeing the setup at United. I know they were in some trouble, but in terms of an individual player and look at the, you know, Rashford for me had stood out, and I'm convinced that he was the best player there for maybe a year or so. He's been and has been. Somehow it hasn't really materialized for whatever reason. It was just a matter of time before he turned the corner, and I'm obviously delighted. As I said, to me, it's not a surprise.
Now, Man United host Reading on Saturday evening in the FA Cup, live on TalkSport. That'll be tough. Ian Danter caught up with the Royals boss, Paul Ince. Incy Wincy Spider, of course, is a former league winner with United. Oh, Goldstein, didn't Incy Wincy Spider play for Liverpool as well? Yeah, we don't really talk about that. Anyway, here's the Spider looking ahead to leading his side out at Old Trafford.
You mean the governor?
No, I mean the Spider.
Sometimes in things you can talk about things and, you know, players try to take it on board, but unless you actually experience it, it's hard to actually explain the feeling that you have, you know, walking out Old Trafford, you know, walking out in front of all those fans. And it's, I'm sure my players now will be thinking, you know, when they go to bed, what's it like? What's it going to be like? Am I playing? And, the, you know, all that type of stuff. So for me, it's a great draw for us. It's a great game for us. Do you prepare? Can you prepare yourself to go to Old Trafford in front of 70,000 people? I don't know. I think you just go there, suck it all in, enjoy the experience and go out and try and win the game.
Just finally on Erik ten Hag, we've spoken about him before and what he's done for Manchester United. How much are you personally looking forward to pitting your wits against somebody like Erik?
It's always a challenge, you know, as I said, against any of the top managers. You know, it's not just about pitting your wits about him, it's just obviously after, you know, having a chat with him in, his, you know, in his office and, you know, talking about the game and how he sees it. No, they're important things because as a manager, you want to learn from other managers and, you know, gain experience from people like that. So I'm more looking forward to the conversation after, you know, about he sets his teams up and any ideas that we can take that could benefit us as a football club. And I think as a manager, you're always looking to learn and always looking to improve. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that bit more.
Now, Everton are reportedly chasing Marcelo Bielsa to become their new boss at Goodison Park. TalkSport's Alan Brazil, just like Danny Murphy, has backed the Toffees to appoint the former Burnley gaffer, Sean Dyche, instead.
It's reported that ex-Leeds boss Marcelo Bielsa has flown into London to talk with Everton about succeeding the sacked Frank Lampard. While Sean Dyche is also a front-runner for the job, it's believed that Bielsa is Everton owner Farhad Moshiri's preferred choice.
The situation is this. He's got whoever it is, he's got to keep them up. And then he's got to rebuild, so maybe Dyche is the man. Do you know what I mean?
Better suited.
Look, have a look at Bielsa. Bielsa plays great football. Is that why Everton, have they got the players? Have they got the flair players to do that? I'm not sure they have. So, you know, Leeds knock the ball about, pop it about with enthusiasm, but got caught at the back. Everton are not doing that. So maybe Dyche or someone who knows the club goes in and just saves them from the trapdoor.
On now to kick-off with Hugh Wisencroft, the Mirror's Darren Lewis, and the Times is Martin Samuel. Probably be easier next time if that sentence reads, and Martin Samuel from the Times.
The Bielsa links and the Sean Dyche links, I don't want anything to do with the pair of them, if I'm being brutally honest.
Who do you want, Tom?
After two managers who were sacked last year by their teams to try and save themselves from relegation. I don't think that as a club is what we need at the moment. The one who I'd loved having would be a dream appointment, and there's reports coming out of Spain tonight from Marca, is Davide Ancelotti. He'd be the one who I would love to come into our club. He was practically the manager of our club for six days of the year when he was an assistant under his father. We were defensively tight. The set-piece tactics that were all coming from Davide, I think that would be... it'd be a similar situation to when we got Moyes back in 2002. We were in disarray, a young manager coming up to try and prove himself. I think that's what we need.
Now, England captain Josh Butler has confirmed that Jofra Archer will make his return for England in today's first ODI against South Africa. It's the first time he'd have played for England since March 2021. The match, of course, is live on TalkSport 2. Joss, or as his parents should have called him, Josh, said he's excited to have Jofra back and fit in a crucial year for England.
As Archer is in, oh, that's an absolute beauty. And he's nicked off Dean Elgar, he's taken the glove. Josh Butler is diving away to his right.
He's a really valuable commodity, isn't he? So it's fantastic to have him back. It's great to see him back playing competitive cricket in the SA20. And now this is going to be his first sort of time back in an international game as well, which is fantastic. And of course, it's a huge year for English cricket. And everyone wants Jofra to play a big part in that, in both red and white balls. So we'll look after him. But I'm just so excited for him to be back.
Now, time to hear from the former Northern Ireland international and Spanish footy expert, Jerry Armstrong, or Strongy, as I like to call him. Recalling the time Sol Campbell almost joined Real Madrid, but ended up leaving Spurs to join bitter rivals Arsenal. Oh, get over it. It was ages ago.
Sol Campbell, of course, signed for Arsenal from Spurs, but he could have gone to Spain. You were approached to get involved.
I knew people at Real Madrid and they were desperate for a centre-half, and I commentated on a game. I think it was up, they were playing something like Celta Vigo or Real Sociedad, one of the northern teams, and there were several of the players were in the stand. They were injured, and maybe Michel Salgado and a couple of players were injured, and the team was a nightmare and they conceded a lot of goals, and the one of the vice presidents phoned me and said, "Jerry, you know, who's the best sort of centre-half in England at the time?" And I said, "As a stopper, Sol Campbell." And he said, we'll sign him. And I said, "Right now, you know, he mightn't be what you want from a Spanish point of view, but he will stop. He'll prevent anybody getting past. He'll win balls in the air." He said, "That's what we want." So he told me to offer 10 million. So I made a 10 million offer to David Pleat. And David wasn't happy about it at all. He says, "We don't want to lose our best players, Jerry, if you can appreciate that." And I said, "Yeah, that's not a problem." So they rejected it. And then they upped the offer. I think they got a bad result the following week. And I got a phone call and I phoned David and made the counter offer. And the money kept going up. There were three offers went in and they turned it down. And in the end, it was, who was the chairman at the time? It was Alan Sugar.
Alan Sugar.
Yeah, and he was away in France or somewhere then on the boat. And he sent a message to me saying, like, "I really appreciate you trying to help," he said. But he said, because Sol hadn't signed a new contract.
They obviously thought he was going to sign one, otherwise they would have taken the money.
Well, they had to believe that. But from the Spurs fans' point of view, he was their best player, and you don't let your best players go.
No.
So he wanted them to stay, and they thought that they could do a deal, broker a deal. But it never happened. And then I found out that the deal was, I think Glenn found out before me from Arsene Wenger.
Yeah.
You know, it was crazy. And he told me he's already signed for Arsenal. I went, "Are you kidding me?" He said, "Yeah." So that was that.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
On now to the Sports Barn with Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy.
You've got a long coat on and a scarf. Someone's obviously left it here.
Well, look, the brilliant show before with Hugh, Martin Samuel, and of course the brilliant Darren Lewis. As I walked into the studio, on my chair was a coat and a scarf. I thought, you know what, I'm going to put it on.
I don't think it's Darren's.
It's got to be.
Darren's still knocking about the office and he doesn't seem bothered.
He ain't got a clue. He hasn't got a clue he's left it in there.
Who's it?
I tell you what I'll do. He'll be listening to this in the office.
Hold on.
He's going to come walking in.
All right, Dazza, I think you forgot something, mate.
They're looking through the window, right? I'm thinking, where's my jacket? And I see you two looking at me, and I'm thinking, what are you looking at me for? And so I actually start waving.
Daz, I'm going to be honest, you should probably leave it here.
Yeah. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. After us at 7 p.m, it's that game. City v Arsenal in the FA Cup. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.